Evening, Bob. Yes, if you listen to this show at all, you know I love the Six Pack House of Beer, and Dave and Alice are fantastic people and just great supporters of the community they live in here. So it's pretty cool to get to do this from here.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had Alice on previously to talk about the Six Pack House of Beer. So again, one of the reasons why you need to be listening to the Two Man Happy Hour when you're heading up to Erie, so you can find out who's going to be at the Six Pack House of Beer and other locations around the area. But another place that is a hometown entity that supports local music. And we love that, don't we?
Yes, we do. We got to support them right back.
And this opening segment of our show tonight being brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio of Butler. And we thank Jim Harpell again for not only the support of this show, but also support of the Grassy Award. Final week of voting is starting tonight, ladies and gentlemen, today. If you haven't voted, you need to vote today. You got six more of them. If you count your fingers on your hands, Friday, July 31st will be the final day to vote. And Jim is again going to provide the winning Grassy Award-winning act an opportunity to go to the Meat Locker in Butler and record a song because of their fan-voted victory.
Yeah, that's a pretty neat thing. And through the history of our Grassy Awards, three winning songs have come from the Meat Locker recording studio, too. So that's pretty neat.
It is very, very cool. So get in and vote, 977rocks.com. Once a day, you can vote through this coming Friday. And we'll announce a winner at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Experience Butler County. And make sure you're getting your tickets for that at thebandjam.com. And you'll be able to see the folks taking the Bricks and Minifigs Butler stage and performing all weekend long. Our ticket sponsor, Back Home Barbecue and Brew, we appreciate them being not only a presenting sponsor as well, but also going to be at the Band Jam. So not just our ticket sponsor, but they're going to be at the Band Jam with some of their food and their brews. And we kick off the Band Jam, of course, with the Ram Automotive. Singer, songwriter in the round. The performances take place from 7 to about 9:30 on Thursday, August 20th in Utah. So far has revealed on thebandjam.com the five artists you'll get to see. So if you open that right now, you can take a look and see the great performers that will be there. That's pretty awesome. And you'll be able to see the Friday performances with Saturday yet to be unveiled, but you can kind of go by process of elimination and see the rest of the acts that are going to be there. So you can maybe guess what time Utah is going to be putting them in, but you can see those first two nights, which, wow, Thursday night just looks exciting with the people that are going to be there, Utah. It's going to be a great kickoff.
Yeah, it really is. And I'll tell you what, it's just a beautiful day here where I'm sitting right now on the patio here at Six Pack House of Beer. And I just hope we get this weather for the Band Jam because it was beautiful last year. And I'm hoping this is rides right through it.
And you don't have to have a ticket for that Thursday night. You just bring yourself, bring whoever you want to bring. Everybody's involved to come out and free of charge, bring a chair, wheel up. You can wheel up a cooler, sit down and enjoy the music of Rebecca Snyder, Chrissy Joe of Appalachian Honey, Tommy Link, Donnie Yozo, and longtime Pittsburgh musician Spider. And that'll be the opening night. And then Friday night at 5 o'clock, the acts hit the stage. You do have to have a ticket for that. You can buy individually Friday or Saturday or just buy the weekend pass. It's worth it. And you can come see all the different acts throughout from 5 o'clock Friday night and then all day Saturday. Again, thebandjam.com. And you can get your tickets, 17 and under as always. Get in free. Cooper's Lake Campground, the place to be. The Band Jam, presented by Experience Butler County. And Utah, just coming off of a big weekend as well. A Rock Done Right tour stop out to the Butler Fairgrounds. Corey's Cruise just rolled through the fairgrounds with a full day of activities.
Yeah, and that I just appreciate everybody supporting that. It's their second annual one. And, you know, this is an organization that's just bound and determined to give back to the local community. So we're all about that, all behind that. You know, it was tragic what happened to Corey. And so to keep his memory alive and keep his memory alive for such a worthy cause, it's important.
Yeah, and a full day of events celebrating him and local music connected to it as well. And with the motorcycles and the rides and just a great day at the fairgrounds to celebrate and remember Corey Comparator. So appreciate everybody being involved in that. And the scope was huge as far as vendors and more. Just really appreciate everybody getting involved and coming out to support Corey's family in particular by doing that, but also the cause that they have now going forward. And speaking of going forward, next week, we flip the calendar after you're done voting for the Grassy by Friday, the 31st. We flip the calendar to August, and the 1st of August is the Moraine Regatta, Utah.
Yeah, I'm going to be busy again all weekend. Love being a part of this and helping to provide the music acts for Live at Lake Arthur. I mean, we're going to kick things off on Saturday with Samantha Sears, and then my band Noble Hops will be playing. We got Highway Moon, Morgan Gruber, and Mr. Miyagi. And then on Sunday, I'm going to kick the day off with Ben and Isabel Valisek, and followed by the original Zuckle Bubblegum Band. And then we're going to have performances from the Butler County Symphony as well. So it's going to be a pretty wonderful weekend. And the weather last year for that was phenomenal. So again, just hoping to get that same thing. It's such a big event. There's so much going on. If you've never been there, you got to go check it out. It's, you know, Moraine Lake is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it truly is. It's a special gem. And let's keep that weather rolling right through the entire month of August, because Music for the Cure will be coming up after that. Course, the Band Jam. And want to mention, too, one of our Band Jam sponsors, Quality Life Services, welcoming in a gentleman that folks had an opportunity to see yesterday in the celebration of Corey Comparator out at the fairgrounds. Quality Life Services bringing Gary Burke III in for a country music night at their Medical Center Shakora location, the Medical Center Road, and that'll be coming up on August 27th after the Band Jam. You can check out Gary Burke III from 6 to 9. That's a free event. Bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket, whatever, and come out, hang out, and see Gary Burke III perform.
Yeah, fun stuff, and greatly appreciate their sponsorship of the Band Jam. They love local music.
They certainly do. And all of the sponsors that we haven't mentioned, including Liberty Corner Tavern, Butler County Veterans in Need, Erie Distillery, Jazz's Rock and Road Show. Of course, we've talked about Bill Damiano and his Build the Scene and Pennsylvania Rock Show. Also, music from the 412. And don't forget about that Butler Area Society of Homebrewers event. The Bash Tent will be set up Saturday as well once again. And they're going to benefit fostering music. So when you come out, those that are 21 and over, enjoy a locally, freshly made brew and know that you're supporting an incredible cause as well. So that'll be back at Band Jam as well.
Yeah, and we've got, speaking of Band Jam, and another event coming up, the Josie Music Awards. It's pretty cool to find out that one of the performers at the Band Jam, Called to Be Saints, were just nominated also for Christian Album of the Year. And so that's pretty cool, because we have, let's see, we've got Called to Be Saints, we have Eden on Fire, they are Josie nominated. We have the Shiners, they are Josie nominated. And, the Noble Hops, we're going to be there. And we're Josie nominated. So that's pretty exciting stuff, Bob.
It really is. Not just Band Jam nominees going to be at the Band Jam, Grassy nominees at the Band Jam, but Josie nominees. I mean, it just tells you the caliber of music we have here in Western Pennsylvania. And, of course, the Band Jam is just a celebration of this show. So it'll be a great way to come out and celebrate with those folks and their nominations. And, boy, Utah, there's going to be a lot of hotels filled up with Western Pennsylvania folk come Josie Award time later this fall.
Oh, hey, Hophead Nation has already taken over a hotel down there in Nashville. So it's pretty cool. Absolutely love that. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, hey, we might as well play a cut from that album that is nominated by the Josie Awards from Called to Be Saints. What are we going to spin?
Yeah, I agree. Let's spin Trail of Blood and Dust. And Called to Be Saints will be kicking off the festival at 5 p.m. on Friday, August 21st.
Oh, boy, you don't want to miss it. Hey, well, let's follow. We had them on earlier this year, and we had another act that has put a new album out as well that has been in our studio, and they were a past Grassy nominee. We're talking about the Rattlebones, and this is another great cut from their new album that I'm really digging. And this is a song called Last Groove in Town, and we'll spin that following Called to Be Saints. And then we're going to visit with Brooke Surgiter. She is sitting right alongside Mr. Utah Burgess from the Six Pack House of Beer in Erie, and we'll talk with her live tonight as well. Find out what she's got going on. She just dropped a brand new album. So let's do it. It's The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, here on The Rock Station 97.7.
As trail boss, you gave your solemn word to watch and oversee the herd.
You were on the trail for a month and a third.
40 days and 40 nights out on the trail of blood and dust.
You lose my sin and make me just. Out in the desert, hot and dusty. Life is hard in the backcountry. Long days that'll make any man hungry. Tempted to make bread from the stones, but man doesn't live on bread alone. Your obedience tested, the devil dethroned. When thieves come to steal a few of the herd, you cast them off with only words. They scurry, their schemes deter.
Sitting round a fire, singing songs, the law shows up and says your way is wrong.
You tell them that the path needs redrawn.
40 days and 40 nights out on the trail of blood and dust.
You lose my sin and make me just.
And I can keep the wolves at bay.
Daily directing and showing the way.
Always on the lookout for the strays.
Like me.
As a humble son of servitude, before the long and weary journey through, you wipe the boots of your crew. When the chuck wagon rolls up in the dust, you take sips from your tin cup, and you break bread
and offer it up. The rest is history told by your scars. You're a legend. Story will live forever in our hearts.
40 days and 40 nights out on the trail of blood and dust.
You lose my sin and make me just.
And now you keep the wolves at bay.
Daily directing and showing the way.
Always on the lookout for the strays. Sin and make me just. Out on the trail of blood and dust.
Thank you.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at The Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Cummings Candy and Coffee is now serving traditional bubble teas and summertime boba drinks at their Main Street location. Stop in and try the Tiger Milk Tea with homemade brown sugar syrup and chewy tapioca pearls, or choose the refreshing Butterfly Berry Blend made with strawberry lemonade, layered with butterfly pea tea over strawberry and blueberry popping boba. And while you're there, fuel up with a delicious breakfast burrito, bagel, or fresh baked pastry. You won't be disappointed. Cummings Candy and Coffee House, Butler's oldest family-run business.
The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, returns to Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock August 20th through 23rd, with 3 days of incredible live local music, a full family fun music-based experience with camping as an option. Enjoy the various vendors and charity bash beer tent. Tickets available at thebandjam.com. 17 and under are free. Highlighting some of the finest musicians in the local tri-state area, thebandjam.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here for your Sunday night, final Sunday in July, can you believe it? And hey, it's a perfect time for you to start thinking about stopping by Cummings Candy and Coffee House, one of their four locations, and grab a cup of something very special that they have. They're now serving traditional bubble teas and boba drinks at their Main Street location. And I had the opportunity to sample a little bit of that last week. And they have really gone extra special with some of their items. And, of course, they have their summertime treat menu going on already. And in addition to that, Cummings Coffee is now available wholesale. Your business, if you have a business out there, can sell Cummings Coffee by the bag or the cup. Choose from their Main Street Roast, which I do have in my cup right now as we record this show, El Salvadorian Roast, Ugandan Roast, or Custom Blend Coffees. And be sure to grab a cup of Cummings Coffee at the Penn Theater and Farmhouse Fancies. Expanding the brand. We love talking local music and local hometown entities, and they're all combining together as Cummings presents this segment of our show. And we're going to go to a local business up in the Erie area to talk to an Erie area musician here today. Utah is checking in, as we said, live from the Six Pack House of Beer. And we are going to introduce you to Brooke Surgener here this morning. And it's morning, but we're recording for Sunday night. So, Brooke, welcome to the Grassroots Show.
Good night.
They're not serving beer here yet.
Oh, bum. Well, that's a bummer.
Big shout out to them for letting us set up here for sure.
Yeah, we've had an opportunity, Utah, to talk to the folks from the Six Pack House of Beer, Pittsburgh Avenue in Erie. And they've got a great little location open every day of the week, and happy hours, food, and more. It's a great little facility. I know it's one of your favorite stops.
Yeah, if you listen to the show at all, you know I'm here a lot.
And you happen to be sitting next to Brooke Surgener here this morning. Brooke, from the Erie area, correct?
Yeah.
So you have been a musician for a couple of decades now. Give us a little background on how you got involved in music.
Well, my family, like my mom, I remember her teaching piano when I was a kid. And so I've always been around music. I don't think I was necessarily interested in performing until I picked up a guitar, though. So when I was 10 years old, I played my first, we'll call it show, for my fifth grade music class. And I was just hooked. I just love the feeling of being heard. And anyone who's performed, I think it does something. And I love that. And I didn't want to stop. So I never stopped. Once I started playing guitar, I started writing my own songs, and it was my way as you know, a young girl to process how I was feeling. And it was my way of not necessarily telling other people how I felt, but writing it down and creating this thing. And I love songwriting. I love being able to express myself, and I just never stopped doing it, and never stopped trying to grow. You know, ever since I started playing music, I have put out, you know, a couple albums. Just recently put out an EP this past weekend called All In, which features a couple singles that I put out and some new ones that people haven't heard yet. And it's just a really, I really think it's like the best way of showcasing my genre, which is, I think it's a mix of pop, indie, folk, and just things I think represent me as a musician, which isn't just one thing. Yeah. I don't, there's a whole story. I mean, there's lots of things I could get into, but that's really how it started, was just performing when I was a really young girl and just always chasing after that feeling and that dream of being able to express myself, and love connecting with people that way. I think being an introverted person, and, you know, most artists in some way or another are a little bit introverted or just, you know, kooky. And this has been my way of connecting with others. And I love that experience and how it's just created this journey for me to, you know, meet people like Utah right here, which that is a great name. I don't know if anyone told you that, but I'm sure.
And I believe we met at Philly on the Rocks, mm-hmm. during an open mic. And mm-hmm. this was probably even pre-COVID. That's mm-hmm. when I think I first was introduced to you. You were playing there. Or maybe you were even hosting it. I forget, but you were
probably stopped in for something.
Yeah, that was that's where I believe I met you anyway. But that was a long time ago. And then, yeah, so I've been meaning to have you on the show for quite a while.
Thanks for having me. I think it's perfect timing.
I've heard musicians talk about themselves in that you used the term kooky there. You know, I've heard eclectic or whatever. You know, I think that's, to me, when I hear that and I see performers or hear about somebody songwriting, that kind of thing, I mean, that, I think that's just artistic people. You know, you have a unique part of your brain that kind of gravitates to that creation, and it may feel kooky to you, but I call it artistic, you know?
Thank you. I think it's just, you know, we're just emotional people.
Okay.
I mean, kooky's great. I love weird. I love it so much. I just think it's been my way of understanding how I'm feeling and not hiding those things, which, you know, I think we're all wanting to connect or understand how we feel. And artists are the people that like showcase those feelings,
yeah.
Where my brain is not as, you know, logical, and I'm between me and my partner, I'm the emotional thinker and they're the logical thinker. So I think we all need some balance in it.
I gotcha. Well, hey, you know, how many years ago when our, you know, I know when my parents were raising you, your children were to be seen and not heard. Well, at least that's changed a little bit. Now you, those that are getting into music, and if you do what, you know, you follow your path, you're being heard. And that's an important thing. So it's good to hear that.
Yeah. And me expressing myself as other people also being heard, because I think the really cool thing that I've experienced with writing songs is my story might mean something to me, but when another person listens to it, they're hearing their story and they're interpreting it their own way completely. And I often don't like to correct them if they're interpreted a certain way. I love to listen to that. The same way that when I listen to a song, I hear myself in the lyrics, or like, oh, that is how I feel, or that, or even not even the lyrics, but like the music, the instruments and stuff, how they move you. It's so cool to have things express a way that you don't even know how you feel until you hear it.
That's awesome. I think it's a great way to put it. So I'm curious too, your passion came forward when you were playing guitar, being that mm-hmm. your mom was a piano teacher. Did you play the piano? Did mom teach you any of that? Did you take lessons from her? Because that would be kind of unique. I don't know, you know, if I could have learned from my mom, because I didn't, you know, I always knew more than she did until I realized later in life.
my mom taught me piano. So I had some like knowledge, basic knowledge of it. And when I was listening to the radio, there was an artist named Michelle Branch who was the first time I really connected with an artist. And most of young girls today, it's like Taylor Swift, and which is really cool. I teach music now, and so like I understand that feeling of like seeing someone do something that you're like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. And I was hearing this song and this girl was playing guitar, and I was like, Mom, I want to learn this song. It just like it was like that feeling of like, oh, this is my style of music. And she's like, okay, let me figure out the chords on piano. And I was like, no, she plays guitar. And so she had a guitar in the back of her closet that she didn't really play. And, you know, this is pre-Google, so we couldn't just like go on YouTube and look up like everywhere guitar tutorial. It was like, here, she's like, I think these are the chords. Here's a guitar chart. I mean, a chord chart of some different chords. I haven't played guitar in so long, so I'm going to let you just figure it out. Hmm. And so she figured them out on piano, but like, I just remember being hooked the moment, like I could make like sound come out of the guitar and just like do the thing that like I saw that artist doing. And, that week is when I went into my music class. I was in fifth grade, and I was just so excited to like tell people about it that I told my teacher, Mr. Casper, and I was like, hey, I started learning guitar, or I learned a song, and he was like, great, you want to bring it in on Thursday and play it for the class? And I was like, yeah. And then I came home and I was like, Mom, we need to learn the rest of the song. So I learned my first song that week, and I always tell people, it's like, it probably wasn't good, but I remember performing it for my classroom, and it was just the best feeling of I could ever express it. And I feel very grateful that at that age, I just found something that felt like me. And, yeah, I've been just kind of doing that ever since. And I do get the question sometimes like, oh, what's your favorite? Do you love singing? Do you love playing guitar? Do you love this? And I'm like, I like doing it together. As I don't consider myself the best singer or the best guitar player, but I really, really enjoy the combination of them. So that's what really sparked it for me.
That's a really cool story, especially the excitement you had and the desire to perform it in fifth grade. We're talking with Brooke Surgener tonight, joining Utah live from the Six Pack House of Beer in Erie. So tell us about the song Got It Good. Is this one of the new ones, or is this one of the older ones that you've talked about?
This one I put out like a couple of years ago. But I hadn't actually officially put it out on anything physical or with a collection of songs. But it is a song I was inspired to start writing like after I was in Nashville with my partner, and we were at this bar that just like everyone there was like, I swear they were a professional dancer. And they had cleared out at the end of the night, and Nate is not a dancer, I will say that, but what he, I still don't know if he knows, I went and I tipped the DJ to play like one of our songs, and I was like, hey, don't do it right now, but in a couple, you know, play the Penguins, Earth Angel, and when it played, we danced to that, and there was like nobody there. And I just remember thinking like, oh, what a special moment that was. And I wrote the chorus, and really I've been trying with my songwriting to take a piece of my personal life and then kind of go off and create my own story that has, I don't need like every piece to be completely accurate about my life, but take inspiration, because I do really enjoy that. And that seems to be my method for songwriting, is taking a piece of something that I actually have experience with or have done or have connected with, and then kind of going off and creating my own fantasy world with it. So Got It Good is inspired by true events.
I like the way you put that. That was really cool. Yeah.
Impressive stuff. Well, let's give it a listen. We're visiting with Brooke Surgener tonight on The Grassroots Show, and this is Got It Good on The Rock Station 97.7, our show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
big man walk. Childlike heart. He said he'd chew me up and spit me out, but I'm still holding on my cards. Go with me, but there ain't no such thing as a perfect landing when you're born to be alone in this world till I shook your bands and then we stop dancing in an empty bar somewhere down the Nashville line.
don't know what I'm doing, but I choose to be here with you.
Cummings Candy and Coffee is now serving traditional bubble teas and summertime boba drinks at their Main Street location. Stop in and try the Tiger Milk Tea with homemade brown sugar syrup and chewy tapioca pearls, or choose the refreshing Butterfly Berry Blend made with strawberry lemonade, layered with butterfly pea tea over strawberry and blueberry popping boba. And while you're there, fuel up with a delicious breakfast burrito, bagel, or fresh baked pastry. You won't be disappointed. Cummings Candy and Coffee House, Butler's oldest family-run business.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7, our show presented by Shady Lady Productions. And this next segment of our show being brought to you by Build the Scene and Mr. Bill Damiano, who is also connected to music from the 412 and, of course, the Pennsylvania Rock Show. And thanks, Bill, for what you do to help continue to build the scene. And we are talking to somebody from the Erie music scene here today as Utah is live at the Six Pack House of Beer. And alongside is Brooke Surgener for tonight's show. And Brooke, we just heard another song of yours after Got It Good. Fantastic stuff there. Also, a song called In the Room. Tell us about In the Room.
In the Room was a song that started out I was playing guitar on the floor. I just got home from like work, and often what I do sometimes if I'm just venting or, you know, just trying to chill out, is I'll grab my guitar and just start strumming some stuff, whatever. And so I start strumming these chords, and my cat, Margo, she walked by me, and I just went, "Margo's in the room." And for some reason, I was like, why is that brilliant? And I just kept singing it. And I finished it. And that's what this song is not about my cat. The song is about feeling comfortable and what that means to me, and just kind of thinking about things that bring me peace of mind. And it started by just being in the room with my cat.
That's really cool to hear a trigger, though, you know, evolves something like that. That's awesome. Yeah.
And I like recorded that. Like, it's cool that I have like the actual video of me being like, okay, wait, Margo's in the room. And like, I just kept doing it over and over and over again. And sometimes I'm really glad I hit record.
So how do the melodies come along when you have that thought, the words in your head? What leads you to a particular melody? You just picking around, trying to find something?
Yeah, I just kind of sing. I just kind of sing when I'm, I don't have an actual message for it. And I think that's the coolest part about it, is that sometimes it's bad and sometimes it's magical. And I always tell people that I'm songwriting with, I think the trick is to never stop practicing it, because you never know when inspiration is going to hit you and something's really cool is going to come out. So you better have your phone nearby so you can make a voice memo.
Where do you...
Oh, I know that all too well. Yeah.
Where did you record your latest material? Do you have a favorite go-to? Is it something you have yourself, or where do you do this?
So I actually started working with a producer out in Minnesota, Rochester, Minnesota, called Carpet Booth Studios. His name's Zach Zern. I started working with him on my last record, Moon Waves. On that record, I had recorded most of the stuff myself and then brought it to him and I had never really let a producer kind of put their hands on something and mess around with it. But I have worked with other people, and Zach was the first person that I really felt a connection with musically. And, you know, we became real close friends really quick. And that bond also, I think, shows in the music. Like, to me, recording something with somebody and the experience of recording, for me, that is a very important part as being an artist, because the listener gets to hear the final song, right? They get attached to that. But to me, I'm also attached to the creation of it, where I was when I was recording it, when we got those ideas and got it good. There's this cool little, like, I don't know, part in the bridge, and just me knowing, like, how Zach came up with that idea. Like, there's so many things that are important to me in the creation process when I hear these songs back, and Zach definitely is someone who's been important with that. So you know, going more today, I now record mostly with him instead of by myself. I do vocals at my own studio called Lucky Cat at my house. But Zach will help me create the music. So I write the songs, I write the melodies, I structure it out, and he comes in and puts his hands on it and changes things up for the better. It's been really nice to work with somebody who pushes you to try different things, because being an acoustic solo songwriter for so long, and just now I started working with a band, and I'm allowing other people to give me different ideas and try different things. It's really hard because you get attached to it. You get attached to the way that you perform it at an acoustic show when I'm, you know, just playing. I played here at Six Pack, and, you know, so there's a certain way I play a song a million times before I record it, and having to trust somebody to change it a little bit and just hear something different and change it for the better. And that's why these songs, I think, are so good, is because I have a producer on there who is thinking about things that I've never thought of. And so it's the most polished things that I've put out. And that's why I really wanted to showcase these particular five songs as I am ready to release new stuff, which I have been writing so many new things since I started, you know, even prepping for this release of the EP. So yeah, Zach Zern is who I work with, and I work a little bit here at home, and then I also sometimes will drive out to Rochester, Minnesota, which is a far drive, but it is always worth it.
I'm sure there's probably some songs coming out of that drive too, Sinya.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I love writing when I'm driving.
Yeah.
Do you guys write at all?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you get inspired when you're driving?
Usually it's not driving, but walking.
I've
a lot of them just walking.
Like, I love that.
On a trail that's near my home. So a lot of songs just come from that.
It's almost like your brain shuts off and you're able to just exist.
Think about something else. Yeah.
Yes.
Let other things in. Yeah.
I never really did that by walking, but now I'm going to try some walking. Walking and singing.
Well, the EP that you have just dropped literally was celebrated this past weekend. You had a release party.
Yeah, at the King's Rook Club. Have you been? Usually people say, oh, I've been there.
they won't return my calls. So.
Yeah, we had a release show on my birthday, July 17th, and it turned into a much bigger night than I ever expected. We had a couple openers, Rachel Sanders and the Morning People, and Andre Costello, who are from Pittsburgh, PA. And my band came out to perform with me, and they are also from Pittsburgh, PA. So I've been really trying to outreach and go to those shows. I've been in, you know, the Pittsburgh area and the Pittsburgh scene for so long, and my goal is to, you know, meet new people and connect with new people. And Pittsburgh has a really beautiful music scene out there. So they drove from Pittsburgh through the death fog we were living in to perform. And after the last song, my boyfriend jumped up on stage and proposed to me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was kind of a big,
wow.
I was a little overwhelmed, but it was a great night.
Well, happy.
So you've been referring to him as partner all
now, the time. Yeah, but now I guess it's fiance, which is so weird to say, but yeah, it was a crazy weekend, I'll say to Lee.
A new division to the partnership.
So, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, happy birthday and happy engagement and happy release. And
thank you.
Did I also see some vinyl?
Yeah, just put out vinyl. I just, it's on my website now where you guys can order it, brooksurjourner.com. So if you'd like a vinyl, also cassette.
Wow.
I always want to do the cassette thing. And I was like, if people just buy CDs and don't usually listen to them, could I get like a cassette, even if you don't have a cassette player, just because they're fun. They're so fun.
Well, who handled the vinyl for you?
Makers, actually.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, the last time I did through a small shop in Rochester as well, but we are working with limited funds and quick turnaround. I mean, it's kind of crazy. The last time I ordered vinyl, it took like 8 months to get, and this time it took about 2.5 months, which crazy difference. So it was nice to actually have it at the release show.
Well, in referring to the cassette, you know, there's been that resurgence in vinyl, but also recently there's been people are going back and finding old cassettes, and that's become a market again. So you might be very timely at this point.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's fun too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. I'm hoping we don't go back to 8 tracks, but you know, you never know.
You never know.
So, well, Brooks Surgener, tell us where we can find your material again. And I want to spell for our listeners out there, Brooke with an E, and then Surgener is Surgener. So if you go to brookssurgener.com, that's the perfect place to start. Other socials and music everywhere.
Yeah, and if you go to the website, all of those socials are attached to it. It also has links where you can stream music no matter where you listen to music. And you can order the vinyl, and I'll ship it to you myself. My YouTube channel, I also just released a music video, which will be the next song that we listen to. It's called Where I Used to Be. So if you go into the videos, you can see my music videos as well. And I always tell people, because Surgener is hard for people to, they don't know how to say it, but think of Surge like the Coke, not the Coke, the pop, pop from the 90s, the green one, Surge.
Yeah.
Enter.
Great. Yep. And do you have a favorite place, a go-to place in Erie that you love to play? And do you have obviously some dates coming up later this year too?
I do. Yeah, I have some dates. I will be playing at Acre Tuesdays, August 18th, full band. I'll be opening up for First to 11. The 15th, I'll be playing Celebrate Erie with my band. The 14th, I'll be in Pittsburgh with Mr. Smalls. All of those, the tour dates are all on the website as well. And we'd love for you to join us.
Well, Brooke, we appreciate visiting with you, and I'm glad you were able to catch up with Utah at the Six Pack House of Beer. Tell us a little bit about the song Houston. We're going to be talking about that, but first, before that, we're going to do Where I Used to Be as well. Kind of give, whichever one you want to pick, tell us about those songs.
Where I Used to Be is a really special song for me. I was with my dogs outside at my childhood home, and I was, again, just picking the guitar and I often play for my animals, and I was just thinking about how growing up all I wanted to do was get like as far away from home as possible. And here I am, an adult, and just thinking how much peace this place brings me. And I mean, the course is literally, I say, where I long to end up is where I used to be. And I think it doesn't necessarily have to be a place for some people, but to me it was accepting who I am and all the things that have made me who I am. And I love the song for so many reasons, but it's very simply just acceptance and realizing that your past makes you who you are today. And that's where I used to be.
And how about Houston?
Houston is a song not necessarily saying to meet me in Houston, even though that's what I say, but it's about meeting in the middle. Two people working together, and despite your differences, working together to meet each other halfway, being who you are. And the verses are me reminiscing on my past, and I often said that like I will songwrite and take pieces of my real life, and that's what I did. Is I took pieces of my real life and sprinkled them into the verses, and then the choruses are about compromising and being what the other person needs, meeting each other in the middle. And that's where I got the All In title for my EP, is from Houston as well. One of my favorite lyrics.
There you go. Brooke Sergener, you can catch her anywhere from Erie to Pittsburgh. Keep an eye out and please support her music. And Brooke, we appreciate you sharing your story here tonight on our Grassroots Show.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Yeah, good stuff.
Where I Used to Be in Houston, it's Brooke Sergener tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, right here on The Rock Station 97.7.
These are the roots I used to pull, thinking that they'd hold me back from seeds I've yet to sow. Those were the days I'll move so slow. Now you wake up to find you're irrelevant and old. Oh, why does it could stay in my bedroom. It was the stage playing shows for you almost every night. The only one that knew my pain. Oh, why does it always seem where I'll only end up is where I used to be? Why does it? Hey!
These are the thoughts that crowd in my mind late at night when I'm tucked, sipping on a glass of wine. Invite escape and video games. I may have gotten older, but I sure as hell ain't changed, because that's why it always seems that where I long to end up is where I used to be. A scrapbook of young novelties. Where I long to end up is where I used to be.
Meet me in Houston.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the general concert calendar, join Tubi's Acoustic in Johnstown, July 31st, Friday night from 7 to 10. At Asiago's Tuscan Italian, Edge Hill Drive in Johnstown. Head to the Cadence Clubhouse in Allison Park, Sunday afternoon, August 2nd, for a Ride for the Kids benefit concert featuring the Needs Hotel Band, Smoke Signals, and Michelle Hall. Tickets are $10 and bands $15 at the door as they raise money for Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. The 8th Annual Music for the Cure is right around the corner. It's Saturday, August 8th, 124 Maple Road in Carn City at the Sessions at Blueberry Hill. Look for the Facebook page to get your tickets and see all the great details of this very fine event. And mark your calendar as well for Thursday night, August 27th at Quality Life Services location in Shakora. It's a country music night with Gary Burke III that is free on the lawn. And of course, the Rock Done Right Tour heads to Cooper's Lake Campground, August 20th through 22nd, for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. It's the place to be. Get your tickets now at thebandjam.com. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Thursday, July 30th, the Noble Hops will be live at the 31 Sports Bar and Grill with Ingo Swann as their special guests. That's at 7 o'clock. Friday, July 31st, couple of opportunities to see great music. A happy hour at River Forest Country Club features live music with Jeff Hartz at 6 and at 8. Utah, the Noble Hops will be at the Fort Armstrong Festival. Saturday, August 1st, the House Concert Series at the Field House in Cabot continues with the Gents from 7 to 10. And on Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, a full day of music and fun at the Moraine State Park Regatta. It's live at Lake Arthur. Featuring Samantha Sears, the Noble Hops, Highway Moon, Morgan Gruber, and Mr. Miyagi on Saturday. And it continues on Sunday with Ben and Isabel Valisek, the original Zuko Bubblegum Band, and performances by the Butler County Symphony at Live at Lake Arthur. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, returns to Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock, August 20th through 23rd, with 3 days of incredible live local music, a full family fun music-based experience with camping as an option. Enjoy the various vendors and charity bash beer tent. Tickets available at thebandjam.com. 17 and under are free. Highlighting some of the finest musicians in the local tri-state area, thebandjam.com. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back for the final wrap-up segment of our Grassroots Show. A fun one here tonight, again, for the final Sunday of July. Can you believe it? Wow. July 26th here tonight, and that means we are less than a month away from the Band Jam. You need to get your tickets. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, who are one of our final sponsors of the night, along with Two Man Happy Hour, Jack Stevenson and crew, who keep you up to date on the Erie music scene, which Utah happens to be sitting in right now at the Six Pack House of Beer, who not only are a local business, but a local supporting entity of local music, and a great visit tonight up there with Brooke Surgener, Utah. Good find there.
Yeah, it really was. A very talented and popular musician from the area. And yeah, hopefully she keeps in touch with us. She's got, as she mentioned, she's got a whole lot of new songs she's written. So looking forward to being able to preview those.
Absolutely. Yeah, check out Brooke Surgener. And yeah, she's got vinyl and cassettes too. I love that. That's cool.
Yeah.
That was neat. So, and again, get your tickets for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 20th through 22nd. Now, the 20th is free of charge. That's the singer-songwriter in the round, brought to you by Ram Automotive at 7 that night. But get your tickets. 17 and under get in free. But anybody older than that, get your tickets at thebandjam.com. It's a very nominal cost to help us support local music, and your attendance also helps to support that. Camping is available, but that's payable separate to Cooper's Lake, and you can find all that information out at thebandjam.com, where you can also see some of the timing of the local music acts that will be performing. And starting out with Friday night, Josie nominated Call to Be Saints and a whole bunch more. And well, we'll be announcing the Grassy Award winning act at the Band Jam Utah. We'll be just curious who it will be, and you've got tonight through Friday night to get your votes in at 977rocks.com for the Grassy. 12 acts nominated, and I can tell you this, I'm not giving any hints to where, who, or whatever has been voted for, but let's just say the voting has been fast and furious from the opening on July 1st, which was a Wednesday. People have been engaged, paid attention. We appreciate that, and I know the musicians appreciate that, because, again, this is all fan-decided outside of the 12 nominations.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that too, Bob, because it just seeing that kind of engagement, just, you know, that's good for you and I also. It means people really are paying attention to what you and I have been talking about since July 1st of 2012 on the airwaves here. And that is the local music scene. And it's really something special here in Western Pennsylvania. And we put a spotlight on it every Sunday, and the Band Jam puts a spotlight on it in a live setting. So vote often. And then we'll see at the Moraine State Regatta this weekend.
That's right. That'll be another fun one. Another great way to come out and support local music. And, well, just get you geared up for more fun. And, yeah, I appreciate, too, the connections that we've got right now from truly the tri-state area, just covering the gamut with the Band Jam artists. And, of course, you visiting with us from Erie today, from Erie to Pittsburgh, talking about Brooke Surgener, who's got members of her band, the Bandits, from Pittsburgh, and the connection she's had, and even the opening, you know, that she had for her CD release, some Pittsburgh connections. I mean, it's just really cool what the scene is doing right now. And I think kind of flourishing really together with these different locations.
Yeah, it's been nice being able to hook up with, you know, and just cross-pollinate with other musicians. And, you know, we've got a couple of Ohio bands coming in for the Band Jam this year as well. You know, one coming down from Cleveland. So it's really just a good scene. And those who, I think, climb on board that train and try and help each other out and try and make the scene bigger, I mean, just hats off to everybody, because we really have something special.
Yeah, we really do. Well, let's get into some final music, and I think we're going to be spinning a gentleman we just talked about.
Yeah, he's going to be out at Quality Life Services, like you had mentioned. And, you know, Brooke had played the song Where I Used to Be, and one of Gary's latest singles is a song called Who I Used to Be. So I say we throw that one on. I think this is a pretty cool tune.
Yeah, Gary Burke III coming up. And, hey, we're going to give credit out to Tyler Friel for the next act, because he caught them at the Northside Music Festival in Pittsburgh recently. I think he told me he was playing a round of golf in the North Hills, and they decided to venture on down a little further into Pittsburgh to hit a couple beverage spots. And they just happened to stumble along and find the old Deutschtown Music Festival, which is renamed. And he was really struck by a band that he said, you know, they're kind of a, I don't know, psychedelic soul roots band from Pittsburgh. And I did some digging around and found Cisco Kid and their song Mother Man. Now, they've got a brand new single out that you'll definitely want to check out, because it's a lot of fun. But we can't play it on the radio. We'll just leave it at that. So that's up to your adult consent. But it's a good one. I wish we could play it, but we'll play Cisco Kid Mother Man.
All right, so Tyler's trying to nudge me out of here. I see that. Okay, all right, Tyler, game on. Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, he releases a Christmas album every year now, and now he's gunning for my seat. Okay, I got you.
Well, we'll see if that ever happens. We appreciate what we have here. So Utah, have a great night, and we will do it again next week at 7 o'clock. What do you think?
Sounds great, Bob. Thanks for everything.
Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions, live from the Six Pack House of Beer. And I'm Bob Cupp, and this is Gary Burke III and Cisco Kid back to back. And we'll see you again on the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions right here on The Rock Station 97.7. And don't forget, it streams 977rocks.com. You never have to miss the show because by noon Mondays, you can pull up the previous night show and all the archives as well at 977rocks.com, where you're voting for the Grassy as well.
Night fights, Sunday barroom. I raised a little hell, burned a few bridges down. I'm still standing, yeah, I turned it around. When they stopped talking, don't let it break me. I walked through the fire and it didn't shake me. Tell them who I used to be. That broken man. Tell them who I used to be. Whiskey and women, they call my name. Chased every shadow, carried the blame. But the good Lord's mercy, and love so true, gave me a second chance. Get the man that you see. Stronger now, I finally believe. There's a fire in my soul and a heart set free. So if they
for the mermaid. Na 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 na. Do it for the mermaid. Not for another man. Do it for the mermaid. Na 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 na. Do it for the mermaid. Not for another man. Do it for the mermaid.
Of
the man in the box.
Classic rock.
The rock station 97.7.
Whoa! million guns are loaded.
Why do you listen to The Rock Station?
I don't know. I just enjoy it.
Why do you enjoy it?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's just because you're different somehow.
When you hear us play different rock and not the same old stuff, you get excited, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Your Rock Station.
Yeah.
your rock station.
Hey, it's Jay Klein, and every weekday at noon, I host the Rockin' Hard Diner. This is your chance to get requests in at 977rocks.com. Joe Farrell, Auto Rockline at 724-431-4489 on Facebook. And even if you're listening on the app, just click on the menu. But it's also at 977rocks.com, your chance to enter you and your coworkers, your workplace, to win lunch from one of our great sponsors each week. So you get entered, 977rocks.com, rotating banner in the upper right-hand side. Fill out the form. Thursdays, we pick a winner. Friday, we deliver lunch to you and your coworkers. So it's free, doesn't cost you anything. Get signed up now for the Rockin' Hard Diner to win some lunch at 977rocks.com.
Cummings Candy and Coffee is now serving traditional bubble teas and summertime boba drinks at their Main Street location. Stop in and try the Tiger Milk Tea with homemade brown sugar syrup and chewy tapioca pearls, or choose the refreshing Butterfly Berry Blend made with strawberry lemonade, layered with Butterfly Pea Tea over strawberry and blueberry popping boba. And while you're there, fuel up with a delicious breakfast burrito, bagel, or fresh baked pastry. You won't be disappointed. Cummings Candy and Coffee House, Butler's oldest family-run business.
Run or walk for free care and help those in need. Join St. Barnabas Charity Saturday, August 1st in Gibsonia for the Free Care 5K Run Walk. Fun post-race party with music and food, cash prizes for top male and female finishers, medals for all ages, plus a race t-shirt. Benefits the St. Barnabas Free Care Fund. Special thanks to presenting sponsor, Paraka Interiors Flooring America, located exclusively on Route 8. Register today at freecare5k.com or call 724-625-3770.
And it's the process of frequency modulation that delivers to you in stereo
the best rock on the radio.
Today's modern music.
Your rock station, 97.7.
I'm settling. The sound of your voice and the things that you say. Just shut up and go away. Oh, shut up and go away. You drive me crazy for sure. But I can do that myself. If you need me, come and see me on Easy Street. I ain't hard to find. Down on the floor. Question how he is.